everybody. Ben Starr here with you with The Positive Mind, of course, joined by Kevin O'Donohue, bringing you ideas, concepts, and guests to help you lead a more positively minded life. So here we are, December 21st, the winter solstice. Shortest day of the year, right? Of course, it's still 24 hours, right? By shortest day, we mean the least amount of sunlight. And here in New York, we're going to be getting just over 9 hours today. And we're going to talk about seasonal affective disorder and take your calls after the break. But if this darkness has got you down, be glad you're not in Rovaniemi, Finland today, where this morning the sun rose at 11:08 and then set at 1:23 p.m. for a grand total of 2 hours and 15 minutes of sunlight. So here we are in the darkest day of the year. It's the nadir of winter. Winter is coming. And it's important to keep in mind, it's only going to get better from here, right? Starting tomorrow, the days are going to get longer, the nights are getting shorter. Last night, actually, believe it or not, Kevin, last night was the shortest, or rather the longest night of the year.
Okay.
But here we go. We're back on the upswing. We're back on longer days, lengthening days, shortening nights, and
15 hours of darkness.
15 hours of darkness.
Okay.
That's right. Now remember, out in northern Finland, it's over 21 hours of darkness.
Wow.
And it's tough, you know, when you have a job that requires you to commute, when you have a typical 9-to-5 job and you throw a commute in there, a lot of people out there wake up before the sun comes up.
Yeah.
They go to work. Maybe they get, you know, a half hour for lunch, 40 minutes for lunch. And that's all the daylight they experience, because by the time they leave work, the sun's already set.
Yeah, that's got to be rough on them.
It's rough. I mean, I've done that. I've had that sort of experience. And
yeah. How was it for you?
It's difficult, you know, because I feel definitely
You feel
affected.
Like you lose the day, and it's almost like you're not fully alive.
Sure.
I would imagine.
Right. So here we are, December 21st, winter solstice, and it's a powerful day. It's a powerful day historically across many cultures, right? In Latin, solstice means sunset still. And winter solstice, right, it's the greatest stillness that we have throughout the year before the sun comes back around. Because we're tilted, right? We're tilted.
Right, right.
This earth is tilted on an axis, on an angle. And then for us here in the northern hemisphere, wintertime means that we're tilted away from the sun. So, you know, everything kind of lies dormant right now.
Yeah.
And across all kinds of cultures, whether it's, you know, ancient Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, the Vikings, ancient Greece, all of these groups and civilizations had celebrations, rituals, and traditions to mark this day.
Right.
And I think a lot of it probably has to do, Kevin, with the fear of death. Right?
Fear. I guess, you know, darkness does bring around the fear of death, and people do think about death when darkness descends, both psychologically and actually.
And we're going to talk about what this means for us in our mental state a little bit later in the show. We'll be taking your calls today. And I want to say first, thank you to everyone who contributed during the fun drive. And thank you for everyone who tuned in through the fun drive, stuck with us, and who's back with us today.
But yeah, people loved the show on Michael Aaron with the Modern Sexuality, that book, Modern Sexuality.
Sure.
Got a lot of nice feedback about it.
Anyway. Before we get into the troubles and the struggles of wintertime and shorter days and what it does to our mental and physical health, we thought we'd talk about, you know, the upsides, the positives of wintertime. It's not all bad.
No, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny that you say today is actually the official beginning of winter. I feel like winter started a month ago. You know, it's so, you know, the fact that we have less sunlight today, or yesterday was the least sunlight of the year, it doesn't, you know, it escaped me, because it feels like winter had set in already. So I'm not really feeling any of the effects of this less sunlight. I'm wondering how people are feeling out there, and when winter unofficially begins for our listeners. When do you sense winter coming in? And Ben and I talked about winter and surviving winter and bracing against winter. And we thought, well, why does it have to be a negative? You know, today is also the beginning of summer in some places on the planet.
That's true. While everyone in the southern hemisphere is having the opposite
So they have the most hours of sunlight.
That's right.
So Armand, if Armand were here, he would turn this into, how can we have sunlight here? How can we have a summer here in the midst of winter? And that's kind of what we try to do here at The Positive Mind. We try to find out, okay, we know something bad's about to happen or it's happening. And what can we consciously do, use our mind to do, to make it livable, possible? You know, one thing in Michael Aaron's book that we talked about, he said, aliveness is experiential. So you don't get aliveness if you're not experiencing things. If you're not deliberately trying to create some experiences for yourself, your aliveness goes down. And I think, Ben, people, you know, have this winter solstice because it's sort of a way of saying goodbye to everybody. Okay, I'll see you when the sun comes back. You know, I'll see you when this long ordeal we're about to go through is over. And so cultures across the world, you know, have this solstice ritual commemoration as a sort of farewell, because everybody sort of goes into a hibernation, at least people in the colder hemispheres. You know, and it doesn't have to be. I mean, how can you make winter enjoyable or positive? How can you do it? What do you do? I mean, just think about it. There are some things that can only happen in winter. I mean, ice skating.
Skiing.
So, you know, there are pluses out there.
Building a snowman.
Making a snowball. When was the last time you made a snowball? So winter can be a time to connect with the child in you. I mean, I can't imagine all adults look out and see 4, 5, 6 inches of snow and dread it. I mean, the first vision of snowfall has got to be pleasurable, even for grown-ups. I mean, I know that I light up when I see 6 inches of snow out there. Yes, an hour from now, I'm going to have to go shovel it. I'm going to have to clear off my car. Things are going to be, you know, downsides to this, and it's going to last for 4 or 5 days and all that. But the initial witnessing of snow and seeing the beauty of snow never fails to stimulate and make me happy.
Now, on the flip side of that, there are a lot of people that struggle and that suffer during these months because of the reduced sunlight.
Yeah.
And we're wired from a genetic and evolutionary standpoint to thrive with light, right? Our earliest ancestors, they needed light for everything. They didn't go out if it wasn't light, right?
Yeah.
And so, and there's a lot that comes with that. I mean, especially...
Well, human vision is not great at nighttime, so hunting is not easy for people at night, you know. So our ancestors had to go out and hunt. They could only do it during the sunlight. So, maybe that's why we're genetically predisposed to need and enjoy sunlight.
Sure. And seasonal affective disorder, which we've talked about in the past, is something that is peaking, I think, for a lot of people right now. And what a big part of that is vitamin D deficiency.
Sure.
Because we get so much vitamin D from the sun, from being outside. And vitamin D, as we know, there's so many benefits to it, all kinds of health benefits and immune system benefits and even skin benefits in moderation. And that those benefits also, you know, accrue in terms of our mental health, not just our physical health. So one way to stave off the seasonal affective disorder is make sure you're taking plenty of vitamin D this time of year.
Yeah. So, Ben, I do want to get to, like, the recommendations of how to get through the winter, but I do want to have, like, a little discussion about what is pleasant about the season. You know, so we mentioned, like, ice skating and skiing, but, you know, how about you? I mean, are there things that you enjoy about the winter? I mean, can you search your mind?
Well, I think contrasts are always important, right? Contrast allows you to get perspective, and everything is relative when you think about it. So the experience of a brutally cold winter, you know, it makes you appreciate the spring and the summer that much more.
Have
it
you
makes
ever?
You appreciate walking into a building or a home or an office or whatever you're getting into, a car maybe, and the heat, you know, that just makes you appreciate it that much more. The short days make you appreciate the longer days around other times of year. So I think it gives a perspective, a sense of relativism that I appreciate.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think we should that should be part of our call-in, where people can tell us some of the things that they enjoy about this winter solstice. I mean, I put on my winter socks this morning. I mean, it's a simple thing, but, you know, it's really enjoyable. I walk around the house with the apartment with, you know, these winter socks, and I keep them on. And I don't need my shoes most of the day. It's the kind of sock that makes me feel like I can go without shoes for a while. And I enjoy that. A fireplace.
I wish I had a fireplace.
You know, but you can walk down the street in New York and you can smell people having a fire in their fireplace. You know, or you can go to a restaurant, you can go a place. There are places. You can Google it. Like, where can I go see a fireplace? You know, you're not going to do that in June and April.
That's for
sure.
You
know, but, you know, now you can do it. Today's a great day to go sit by a fire and look at a fire, smell a fire. What else? Soup.
Yeah, there's a good one.
There's a good one.
I had a nice broccoli cheddar soup the other day.
Right? You know, you come in from the cold and you get that heat, that blast of heat. Or if you don't like to run the heat in your own house, you can go to certain places in winter and meet people and have a coffee or have a soup. So you can turn this hibernation into a positive by going to places and feeling and becoming alive. Aliveness is experiential. How to make your winter experiential? We all grow this extra layer, I think, during wintertime. You know, some grow 5 layers, you know, but we all sort of hunker down and put this hood over our heads in a way. And that's okay. You know, you need that to get through the cold, but you still need to have experiences. You can't lock yourself up and expect to feel good through the whole 3 months of winter.
Now, what about the people out there, Kevin, who are really having a hard time, who are feeling the very real physiological and psychological effects of this winter time, of seasonal affective disorder? I mean, we have very real evidence that shows us that our, you know, serotonin levels and our feeling of happiness is directly correlated to how much sunlight we're getting. And obviously today, people are getting less sunlight than any other time of year. Right. So what about the people who are really struggling out there, who are saying, you know, I am not well. I'm feeling lethargic. I'm feeling depressed. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that sitting by a fire or, you know, a hot cup of soup is going to change that. Because it's a real thing.
Yeah.
The first thing
I say is it's going to end. You're not going to feel this way forever. Seasonal affective disorder is seasonal. It doesn't last forever. It's different from major depression. It is depression, but it has a short term. Like, major depression starts. You don't have major depression unless you've had your symptoms for at least 2 weeks. But major depression is you're not able to function. You're not able to concentrate. You feel exhausted all the time. You feel sad. You're weepy. You know, there's a whole series of symptoms for major depression. But for seasonal affective disorder, you know, it's going to end. Okay, you know, you don't feel good. You don't, and it happens every year. You're not alone. First of all, it might be the absence of sunlight. It might be a deficiency in vitamin D3.
There's melatonin gets thrown into flux too.
It might be a chemical imbalance. I mean, you think about it. The world tilts on its axis when winter begins. Human beings, we tilt on our axis. I mean, there's the old joke about the full moon, you know. People feel a little wilder when the full moon happens. So we're magnetized individuals. We're magnetized to the planet. And when it tilts, some of us are more vulnerable. And so they need to be reassured. This is not unusual. Seasonal affective disorder is your genetic heritage. It is natural. It is okay to have. It's not something that you should feel bad about.
And while everyone is affected by less sunlight, there are some people who are much more acutely affected by seasonal affective disorder that feel it in a much more intense way. On top of the energy that our bodies are expending fighting the cold, there's this whole brain chemistry shakeup that happens, kind of like a lot like jet lag.
Uh-huh.
If you ever go somewhere far away on a different time zone and then come home, you know, the jet lag is really because of the change in light, the change in light that we're experiencing.
That what it is?
Yeah, it's our circadian rhythm is getting, rapidly rewired, and that's a shock to our system.
Oh.
And you know, this is obviously more subtle because the days shorten little by little, but the, you know, losing the light is something that is can be a real shock.
I know for myself, I'm very vulnerable to it in September when there's a clear, distinct change in the light. I see it, I feel it, and I know it, and I get a lump in my throat. I absolutely know that I'm experiencing the symptoms of SAD because I have a physical response. Now it's 3 months later, 2 months later, the symptoms have waned. They're still, for me, I still have a low-level energia, which is an absence of energy. I mean, I have to fight to get my energy up during the winter months. And so when I suffer from SAD, I have to fight to keep from falling asleep and from craving sleep. So let me tell you the symptoms of SAD and how it's different than depression. First, there are typical things that happen for people when they have SAD, and one is relationship trouble. I mean, when you're depressed, you're not necessarily going to have relationship issues. So your partner might understand, but if you have a seasonal affective disorder, one of the places that they find we have problems is in relationships. You become more irritable and you lash out and you're just less tolerant of your relationships and of people. Yes, of course, it happens in depression too. Irritability is a sign of depression. But particularly for seasonal affective disorder, there's also a discomfort in your muscles. Usually with depression, there's a discomfort in your joints. You know, there's a tightening and a rigidity of your joints. But with seasonal affective, it's typically in your thighs and in your muscles of your back and your arms. Isn't that interesting?
It is.
It's so interesting that, you know, the manifestations of a kind of disorder can lodge in your thighs and in your back and in your arms. And so this can add a sort of being weighed down feeling. Another thing that happens distinctly from depression with SAD is you crave carbs.
Carbs.
You crave carbohydrates. You want all the white stuff. You know, you want potatoes. You want French fries. You want pasta. You know, and you know, in depression, you frequently don't have any appetite at all. I mean, in depression, one of the signs of depression is, you know, have you gained 5% or lost 5% of your average weight level? So weight loss is typical of depression. So is weight gain, but for SAD, weight gain is common.
And how can people tell if what they're going through is a typical sort of clinical depression experience versus more of a temporary seasonal affective disorder?
It's a good question. You're not as disabled with SAD. You can still, one of the big things with depression is you can't concentrate. You often have trouble concentrating. You also have, you can have insomnia with depression. It's not so typical of SAD. You also don't have the hopelessness that goes with major depression. Major depression causes, you can experience negative thinking and you can't get out of it. With SAD, you get some relief during the day.
So back to the insomnia point, yeah. I'm guessing seasonal affective disorder doesn't display that because it's more of a sluggishness.
Yes.
There's
yes.
more of an extreme fatigue,
and in fact,
fatigue that sets in.
Yes, it is.
You'd be more likely to sleep all day. Perfect. With seasonal affective, right?
Exactly.
Rather than depression where you might be up all night.
Yeah, and that's a feature of major depression is that you have disturbed sleep, whether it's traumatic nightmares, or night sweats or anxiety. With seasonal affective disorder, you're more inclined to oversleep. So these are the major things that distinguish SAD, seasonal affective. But I tell people, you're going to get over it. I mean, if you do feel that you're this is familiar to you, okay, winter's here and I have this heavy feeling, I have this sluggish feeling, I want to sleep all the time, I'm craving certain types of food, I'm irritable most of the time, and this is familiar to you around this time of year, just understand, you're going to get through it. You're not alone. A lot of people have it. If you do need a boost with medication, you can see a psychiatrist. If you just need counseling, if you need someone to talk to, I mean, find a friend, One of the things that we're going to be talking about in the second half of the show is how to enjoy winter, and how we're going to call have callers tell us, how do you get through the winter in an enjoyable way? I mean, to me, I mean, I make it a ritual of going to sit in front of a fireplace. I mean, it does calm me. It does, you know, help my winter months. So, but we're going to be very curious what people do. And so one of the things that you can do when you're mildly depressed is to get outside. When you go out, even in the cold, your stress level reduces. And if you, and happiness is contagious, Ben.
Yeah, well, we've established that.
So a good thing, for, I think, is to have a, oh, we'll talk about this in the second half. So so these are the differences. Major depression has an emotional component that maybe is not so severe in seasonal affective. What about the blues? Do you know what the blues are?
I always got the blues.
You know, have you ever written a blues tune? The blues is different than seasonal affective, and it's different than major depression because it's just not as severe. You have an empty, you know, one of the typical things, and you know it, Ben, you know it about in these blues tunes, is that the empty feeling, like my baby lost, you know, my girl left me and I'm all alone. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, most blues tunes are all about an absence. I have an emptiness in me. And often your friends can notice, hey, you're not your usual self. You know, with major depression, everybody knows that you're going, you know, most people can see it. But particularly with the blues, you're only your friends can tell. So so that's it. The blues, seasonal affective disorder, and major depression. Now, major depression has such an emotional component and irrational components to it. You know, when we get people with major depression here at the center, they just their sense of reality is distorted. You know, they find no worth in themselves. You know, with seasonal affective disorder, people do not say, oh, I'm worthless and I'm, you know, I've never done anything good in my life and nobody cares about me, you know. With major depression, this is a common symptom, that you feel guilty, like I've done something wrong. And it's so untrue. And people, so when you're in the presence of someone who is clinically majorly depressed, the sense of unreality that this person has lost connection with themselves, and it's such a sad thing. And again, I tell them, you're going to get better. You know, major depression is not your natural state. Anybody who's depressed for more than 3 months, 6 months should be in treatment and should be getting treatment and should be monitored, because your sense of reality is not accurate. And your sense of yourself and your sense of your identity and your sense of your past, your sense of your history, your sense of your accomplishments, your sense of your impact on other people, this sense of the value and importance of life is all distorted. It's all totally not your natural self. That's why it's called depressed. You're not your natural self. So I reassure people, you're going to get better. It's not natural for you not to. And if you don't, we have to amp it up and figure out, well, what variables are contributing in your environment to keep this going.
And if what we're talking about here is seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah. Now we're talking about major depression.
Right. But I'm going to flip it to the seasonal affective disorder. If that's the struggle right now, I mean, take heart, because starting tonight, starting tomorrow, every day it's going to get a little bit better.
Yeah. I mean, there you go. If you can adopt an attitude of, you know, there's more sun today. You know, I feel a little boost. At least there's hope. There's an end of, you know, we talked about this before the show, but, you know, people think the highest suicide month is in December or January or February. And the truth is that the highest month for suicide is in June. And suicide in general, from late April to June, to mid-June.
Why might that be?
Yeah, that's a good question. I haven't gotten that far. But it's... It's very interesting that people can have all these symptoms of depression, but not suicide during these winter months, which is great. And I think that's a worthy of a study as to why it is happening. Maybe a sense of renewal that spring brings, and a sense that you can't somehow muster that. You know, the planet is turning green again, is resurging, things are growing, things are coming back to life. And if you feel like you can't, when everything around you, when people around you are, that's when your depression really hits home. Because, you know, misery loves company. And in the winter months, it's no trouble finding other people who are miserable. Maybe that's why suicide is not so high in the winter months, because you're not that unusual than other people. Everybody's got it.
And we're going to talk about that after the break. We're going to invite our listeners to call in today, the number being 212-757-5555. That's the number to call. We want to hear about how you're dealing with this winter. Are you going through the seasonal affective disorder? Or do you have some strategies you'd like to share with other listeners?
I also want to put out that people tell us about the things, the sensations that they love about winter. I mean, I mentioned the fireplace, and I mentioned my socks, and I mentioned soup. You know, and I'm sure everybody has something that they can only get in the winter months, and they really, really enjoy it. I had an electric blanket. You know, there are things that people really can enjoy and carry them through the winter months. And I'd like people to call in with those remedies and ideas also.
Right. So you're listening to The Positive Mind here on WBAI. The number to call, 212-757-5555. We're talking about the winter solstice, shortest day of the year. Are you experiencing the seasonal affective disorder? Are you dealing with it? Or do you have some strategies you'd like to share with other listeners? Give us a call, 212-757-5555. We're going to take a short musical break, and we'll be back after this with your calls.
Thank you.
Kenny Burrell. Here on 99.5 FM WBAI, you're listening to The Positive Mind. I'm Ben Starr here with Kevin O'Donohue, and we're talking about the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, dealing with seasonal affective disorder. We have a caller on the line.
Jim.
Jim. Hi, Jim.
Jim, you there?
Hi, Ben and Kevin. How are you?
Hey, good. Good to have you call. Doing? Happy solstice.
Thank you.
So how do you do it? How do you get through? Any sensations about winter that you really enjoy?
Well, that's actually why I'm calling, because
go for it.
I'm never happier than I am in the winter. I'm a person who I don't really tolerate heat very well.
Uh-huh.
So most people are out there seeking 90 degrees and
right.
high humidity and all that stuff, and that's I'm miserable.
Really?
So this time of year, I'm one of those guys who wears shorts all year round, and this is a period of relief for me. So like today, it's about 40 degrees out and overcast, and I love it.
So what do you do in the snow? I mean, do you go out in your shorts in the snow and your thin black socks?
Well, so my favorite, the time I feel most peaceful is when it's snowing.
Yeah.
That's where I feel the most relaxed.
Yeah.
And I guess that's kind of opposite for so many people who, they panic when
right.
it snows and it's the end of the world. To me, it's the beginning.
And I think probably a lot of people have that reaction when snow is falling. What about you, Ben? I mean, do you like to watch snow fall?
Yeah, well, I especially like what it does to the atmosphere, the way all the light, especially here in the city, bounces off the snow. It's like it could be, you know, 1 in the morning.
Right.
And if it's snowing, it's so bright out. But Jim, don't your legs get cold?
So most of the time when in the wintertime, you're going from a car to a store to your house.
Yeah, yeah.
And the heat is pumping.
Right.
And so if I'm wearing a jacket and long pants in a store, I'm miserable.
Really?
So, you know, I get a little cold sometimes, and how often does your car break down? So, I mean,
yeah, sure.
it's totally worth it for me.
So some people really enjoy that coldness on their skin, like February cold. I mean, what's your favorite month of the winter?
I like December.
You do like December.
I really like December.
Okay.
It doesn't mean I haven't been affected by my life, over my life. That is something that has affected me. And I bought one of those lights, because actually I used to work in a place that had a lot of sunlight in the windows.
Right.
And I was moved into like a cubicle style that had zero sunlight.
Very important. I'm glad you're mentioning this. Yeah, I'm glad you're mentioning it a lot. And you found it helpful with your SAD?
I did. Yeah, and actually I think also it's a change of attitude also, but I don't have it anymore, and I used to be affected by it.
Well,
and actually I've bought them as gifts to other people who have been suffering with it.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for your perspective.
Hey, Jim, thanks so much.
It's great to hear from you. And, you know, Kevin, Jim makes a great point that for people who are struggling with this, there's a light that you can buy that creates basically a simulation of sunlight.
Yeah.
And you can look at it for maybe 15, 25 minutes a day, either in the morning or at night, and it'll give you a better sense of well-being.
Yeah.
Just to throw that number out there, 212-757-5555 is the number to call.
Yeah. So do you like the cold on your skin? I mean, do you like a bowl of soup coming in from the cold? Do you like the heat? What about icicles? You know, when was the last time you pulled an icicle off a roof?
It's been a while, Kevin. It's been quite a while.
Off a railing or something.
You're listening to The Positive Mind. We're talking about seasonal affective disorder, wintertime, winter solstice, and strategies for dealing with the weather and the lack of light. Winter pleasures. And we're asking our listeners to give us a call at 212-757-5555. You know, Kevin, it's important to remember, like we were saying earlier, starting tomorrow,
it just gets better.
The days are going to get longer and longer.
Right.
You know, if you are one of those people who enjoys the winter, you know, have a blast. Eat your heart out. But for the rest of us who, you know, have trouble with lack of light and low temperatures, it's getting better after today.
Yeah. Here's another call.
Yeah, 212-757-5555 is the number to call to reach us directly here in the studio. So that's the number. Again, we have another caller on the line.
Carol?
Hi, Carol. How you doing?
Hello, Ben. I'm good. How are you?
Carol.
Good to hear from
you. Hi, Kevin. I'm good. Thanks.
How do you get through, Carol?
You know what? The last caller.
Yes.
I'm from Jamaica.
Okay.
And it's so surprising to me that I have found that I love the winter. Oh. I don't like the extreme heat.
Mm-hmm.
I like that the winter is something I can adjust to.
Okay.
You know, I can dress accordingly.
Right. Oh, that's true.
And everything you say about wanting, I just want to eat soup. I crave carbohydrates, which I don't normally do.
But Carol, you've been here a long time, haven't you? I mean,
yes.
You've been here many years. What was it like for you those first few
initially,
winters? Yeah, those first couple winters.
You know what? The first winters, fortunately, were not that bad when I just came to this country. So I didn't experience the very, very bad winters, you know. So, you know, I just did. But I find it so surprising that I always say I much prefer the winter than the summer, coming from
it is kind of funny.
A country that, yeah.
And then you don't enjoy the heat.
I don't, because the only way the heat I find here, the only way to adjust unless you can't do it if you're at home, you can't just go naked, but you can't do it outside, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I find that I'm much once and I find that the only thing I don't really like is the snow. But even if it's cold and there's some light outside,
mm-hmm.
if the sun is shining, mm-hmm. even though it's cold, I call it a pretty sun, a very pretty sun,
yeah.
even though it's cold. I love it. The air is fresh. I love that.
That is true.
You know, so, it's so funny. But the thing is, I feel like hibernating.
Right.
I just want to go in and sleep.
Yeah.
I want to drink my soup. I crave carbohydrates, which I don't normally do.
You really
so
do.
Everything you're saying is true.
You know, Carol, it's funny that you came here from Jamaica and then you get to a place where you actually enjoy the winter. And meanwhile, how many people in December,
in
January are actually going to places like Jamaica to get away from
exactly,
it?
Exactly,
so
right?
I think we all experiencing it differently, but I do appreciate hearing from you, Carol. It's been a while. Don't be a stranger.
No, I won't be.
See you
I love you guys.
Love you, too.
Love
see you in
too.
The new year.
Take care.
Yes, okay.
You know, bye. She makes a good point that at least in the winter, you can always add a layer. You know, you can always be warmer. But in the summer, there's nothing you can do to combat the heat.
Right.
You know, so there's a positive mind concept that, you know, no matter what the conditions, in winter, you can always adapt, adjust. You don't have to bear it.
What about people who really struggle with the cold and really struggle with the winter? We'd love to hear from you, too. The number is 212-757-5555. That's 212-757-5555 is the number to call. We have another caller on the line.
Peter is on the line.
Hello, Peter.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Peter. How are
you?
You
know, there is an irony to the Jamaican person loving winter, but my mind flashed to an Olympics, a Winter Olympics,
right.
many years ago, where there was a bobsledding team. I'm like, how the hell does they bobsled in Jamaica? Well, actually, I've spoken to Jamaican people. You know, well, we know that they love speed. They love running.
But
the kids like making, like, go-karts.
Oh.
And so they have an affinity for that thing. So it's like, okay, in the winter, put me on the track.
Oh.
Right?
I think
it's like it's a winter sport, but for them it's like bobsledding. Okay,
they made a whole movie out of it. Cool Runnings, classic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cool Runnings. Go check it out. It's a classic '90s kids movie.
So they whether they love winter or just like running fast, who knows, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. I wonder if they just spent 3 months in Jamaica, Queens.
There you go.
During the winter.
Anyway.
Peter, before you go, how do you get through? What is special about winter for you?
It kind of passes by before I know it.
Really?
But, you know, by the time you take note of, like, wow, it's winter, we're already now at the solstice.
Yes.
And days start getting longer. So you're already, by the time I notice that it's the depths of winter, it's already starting to get longer days.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I consider, you know, this is the solstice, which I think means sun. You were just saying earlier, sun still.
Right.
The sun is standing still, which of course happens in the summer too. You know, I heard I learned it on your station a few days ago. The account of the different accounts of say the virgin birth. Remember, it was some documentary about how the roots of.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, the birth of Christ story, actually has roots in Africa. And so they accounted for the three-day gap, too, between the solstice and the Virgin. And there was something about the 3 days. It was so intriguing to me that, that's not arbitrary. There's the importance of 3 days.
Right. Celestial events have had, impacts on all cultures around the world and all religions and societies. So there's definitely an influence there. But, Peter, I want to get to a couple more calls before we got to get off
the air.
Thanks,
Peter.
Thank you so much for calling in and for tuning in today.
Okay, bye.
Take care.
212-757-5555 is the number to call. We're talking about winter solstice. It's the shortest day of the year. Are you struggling out there? Is there anyone who wants to talk about how they're having a hard time with seasonal affective disorder? Or do you want to share what you do to get through this time of year, which can be very challenging from a mental health perspective? So number to call one more time, 212-757-5555. That's 212-757-5555. We have another caller on the air.
We have Candy on the line.
Hello, Candy.
Hi.
Hey, Candy.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
I just wanted to offer an explanation. I'm a psychiatric nurse for 3 decades.
Go ahead.
About the why people commit suicide or attempt suicide later in the spring.
Great. We'd love to hear this.
Okay.
Good.
Very often with major depression, with the energia you refer to and the anhedonia, which is no pleasure in life or anything. Okay. There's a terrible loss, as you mentioned, of energy, fatigue. People don't have the energy to kill themselves, to even do a gesture. But when the depression lifts a little bit, that's the critical time. When people think, look, he's better, or they've already made their decision to kill themselves, people very often feel a great sense of relief because they know it's going to be over.
Right.
So the change, the lifting of the mood just a little bit will often give patients you're not a patient, anyone who's going through a depression for a long time or a short time, they very often will say, now I can do it.
It's amazing. I mean, it's almost counterintuitive, but it kind of makes sense what you're saying.
Well, it's been proven. It's not a theory.
Oh, glad to hear.
It's been proven statistically. I'm a Bellevue person, so I don't know. I guess you guys are familiar with Bellevue?
Sure, of course.
Sure.
Yeah. So I'm just saying that I think that's when people need to watch their friends or family and make people alert that if people start showing like they're getting up or they look like they're resuming their activities in daily living.
Great
that
advice.
Essentially, that's the time to watch.
Great advice. Very good. Candy, we appreciate it. Absolutely.
No, it's no problem. I just...
tell us about you in winter. How do you get through? Do you have winter socks? Do you have winter socks?
Well, I have winter socks. I don't have like winter socks and summer socks. How I get through winter is the same way I get through summer and spring, one breath at a time.
Ah, okay. Well, perfect. Well, appreciate your call, Candy. Hope you call again. A psychiatric nurse. Fantastic.
Yes.
Great. Thanks for helping us out.
I just want to say that you're doing a great job.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for bringing us your perspective and all
that information. I just want to say one other thing.
Please, go ahead.
In 1968, I think his name was Steve Joseph.
Yeah.
He was on Pacifica WBAI when you were running a telethon or something to get money, a fundraising drive.
Right.
And he insisted on playing the Ballad of the Green Berets over and over and over again until money was enough money. And I listened to him. I was like 14 years old playing that Ballad of the Green Berets about 100 times. That was back in 1968. So I wish you well.
Thank you.
The station.
Well, I hope you stay tuned for another 50 years, Candy.
Put that on Christmas Eve.
Thank you so much. 212-757-5555.
She talks about anhedonia. And anhedonia, for those of you out there, it's important. Hedonia means pleasure. And anhedonia means an absence of pleasure, an inability to feel pleasure.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can squeeze a few more calls in here before we have to wrap it up around the top of the hours. The number is 212-757-5555. That's 212-757-5555. Kevin, do we have
Kathleen is on the line, and she's happy.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hey, Kathleen.
Hi. Happy holidays.
You too.
Same to you.
I have to say I love the show.
Thank you.
And I love Armand, beyond.
Yep. We love him too. So... tell us about your winter and how you get through.
What I love about the winter is I'm a real homebody.
Okay.
And during those, you know, the nice weather or the, you know, when people are more out and about and having things, I just enjoy the fact that I can be home, enjoy my home. I look at seed catalogs, getting ready for the spring because I'm a gardener, and I make soup, and I sleep a lot. I tell people I'm part bear because I like to hibernate, and that's what I enjoy about the winter. I live up in the mountains in, or the, I guess they're technically hills, in northern New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
And it's just so beautiful up here. We live in the woods, and
Do you have a fireplace?
We do. We have. Well, we have a wood burning stove.
Oh, even better.
So you watch it.
It has a window, so we can see the fire.
Yeah. When do you have your first fire of the season? When do you do it?
Probably November.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Sure.
It gets chilly up here.
Get as much use of it as you can. Yeah. Absolutely. So we get it. I get it. And you don't sound like you suffer from SAD, so that oversleeping or that, you know, hibernating is not bad for you, it sounds like.
No. And you know, I think I used to suffer from SAD before I learned how to deal with it. And how I deal with it is I get out during the day. Even though I work, you know, 8:30 to 4:30,
right,
I make a point of getting out and getting in the sunlight.
I'm going to ask you to say that one more time.
I make a point of getting out into the sunlight during the day.
Kathleen, beautiful. Thank you for calling. Keep calling and keep listening. And Armand says hi.
Thank you. And have a Merry Christmas.
You
Happy
too.
New Year.
Thanks.
Happy holidays to everyone. Be well.
Take
you
care.
You too. Bye-bye.
212-757-5555. I think we can get one or two more calls before.
The pleasures of winter, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to walk around in your, do you have pajamas?
I do, and it sounds like a lot of our listeners are pretty positive on winter, pretty up on it.
It seems everybody is.
Yeah, but, you know, it'd be great to hear another perspective, maybe someone out there who is not having such an easy time of winter, and we can hear how you're dealing with that and what it means to you. 212-757-5555 is the number to call. We have another caller on the line.
We have Megan on the line.
Hello, Megan.
Hi, Ben. Hi, Kevin. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Good to you,
Happy holidays.
Thank you. I just had a question.
Yep.
I'm always trying to be positive, upbeat, and I've called over the years talking to Armand about, you know, family issues, how they're so negative, and you try to be positive and try to kind of boost them up as best as possible. But I've just noticed, like, in the last few years, it's kind of wearing, tipping me down a little bit.
The winter is.
I love the winter. Love being out. You know, I work outside, and just trying to, you know, and it's almost sad when you see the snow fall. Like, I'm with you guys, what you said before, it's so peaceful when it falls, and then knowing everybody is, like, barren. You know, we live kind of up in the woods also in northern New Jersey, and we have a lot of wildlife, so I make it a point to get outside also, to throw food out for the animals, just to kind of bring the life back.
Sure.
And I think it kind of goes along with what, you know, is going on with the family, trying to boost everybody up, especially around the holidays, too. With my dad having passed away a few years ago, it's just not what it used to be. So it is kind of a struggle at times to find the joy and the meaning of, you know, the special time of year and everything. But I try to find it in nature, with the animals, with whatever people are in my life.
Do you
I don't know if that helps anybody.
How about you, Megan? I mean, it sounds like you put out a lot for your family and for your dad and probably most everybody. What I'm getting off of you is this sense of a cheerleader. And somebody who tries to bring some energy and freshness to people, but, you know, somebody who could really benefit to sit down and talk with somebody else about you.
That's actually, it's funny that you say that, because I just want to channel Armand for a second.
When
time I spoke to him
sure.
a couple weeks before he passed away, I remember him just saying, you know, sometimes you just simply have to walk away from your family. You do have to take care of yourself.
Yes, I can hear that. He's right on that. But you need to walk towards something also. And it's one thing to walk away from your family, but you also need to walk towards something. And
that's what I'm trying to figure out now, like this weekend, you know, what to do for the holidays and just, you know, what's going to bring me joy. I want to be around music. Maybe a gospel church, if anyone can recommend one, you know, to have that.
What town in northern New Jersey?
I'm in Bloomingdale.
Bloomingdale. So, well, if we get any callers who can tell us where to find some gospel music, for
very uplifting
for Megan here,
yeah.
Or you know, I think Megan, you know what you need? You need to go dance the salsa. That's what you need to go do. Forget.
I'll definitely do that.
Gospel music. Well, you know, they dance in the aisle for gospel music, so that's a start.
Yep.
But you need some salsa.
So sing, dance, everything.
Now I'm channeling Armand for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. 212-757-5555, number to call. A bunch of New Jersey calls there in a row.
Yeah, and the mountains. You know, there's something you can do. If you can, get on a bus and go to a nice town, quiet town, in winter, and walk around and just meet people, go to the local coffee shop. You know, I'm telling you, these are doable things. There's the grayness, you know, a gray sky and a winter feel and a nice small town. It's good to get away, good to get out of town and get different sights.
You think we can squeeze one more phone call in here?
I think we can. There it is. Hold on.
All right, so give us a call. Actually, I think we have what's looking like it's going to be our last phone call of the day. Big thank you to everyone who called in so far today. And to everyone who contributed over the fund drive, you know, we can't do this without you, and your support really does mean so much.
Ben, we have Rory.
Rory. Hi, Rory.
Hi, am I on the air?
Yeah, you are on the air.
I definitely am. I'm from Fairbanks, Alaska. I suffer from seasonal disorder.
Okay.
And I use a lot of things, and I know you have 2 minutes left in the show.
Thank
you. Radio announcer myself in Barrow, where the sun goes down November 26th and doesn't come back up till almost February 1st.
Unreal.
And what really helps, instead of alarm clocks, we use light boxes, full spectrum UVA,
yep.
UVB lighting,
uh-huh.
and that's what I'm actually using right now.
Wow.
And it just comes on slowly in that,
okay.
and it's something that really works. And just as long as your eyes are in front of it while you eat breakfast, this is my breakfast time right now, 2 a.m.
Are you in Alaska
worker,
right now?
And that really helps. And the vitamin D is definitely important, but the main thing is just the stress. And I'm not New York City and this time of year, so it's a combination, not just the summer solstice, the winter solstice, the shortest day,
mm-hmm.
but Christmas holidays and the weather. And actually, the coldest day is January 21st because our temperatures are off a little bit. So I'd like to go on and tell you more about it. But you guys, I knew Armand 35 years ago, and I didn't even know he passed away, and he was a decent person, and God bless Ben. Is that you really do a good job, and the other guy with the Irish name there,
Kevin.
Kevin, you do a great job, Kevin.
Rory, are you in Alaska
wish
right
play
now?
A little more of Armand. Nothing against you guys.
No, I understand.
But he was so brilliant.
He really
and
was.
Particularly this time of year, the best of, and people that have no technology like me, dyslexic, you guys do a great thing, you know. And
thank
also, you talked about bobsledding before. I was a luge racer, bobsledder in the Olympics. We 45 below zero in Lake Placid, 1980 Olympics in the cold.
Yeah.
And that's actually a true story, even though it's a
Are
kid's
you kidding?
Movie. I actually knew the guy. They treated the Jamaicans horribly, and they filmed it in Calgary. But the long story, the short thing is the Jamaicans, and they have a Caribbean Cup, and they're better than the Americans. So I just want to ramble on. But
we
like
appreciate
I said,
it.
I was a
radio call
announcer.
Us again. Call
you
us
guys
back.
Do a great thing.
Thanks
and
so
normally
much.
I don't call in a show like this, but got to get going, and I'm a handicapped person, and blah, blah, blah. But you guys have a happy Christmas.
Yeah, you sound like you have a great
season,
spirit.
And, you do a great job.
Thank you very much, Rory.
And thank you to everyone who called in today. We'll be back with you next week, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, same time. Wishing everyone a safe, Merry Christmas, and we'll be back with you next week. Thank you. Remember, you can send us an email, positivemind@wbai.org, or call us here at the center, 212-757-4488. Take care.